This projection is being transmitted live from Vienna's mind. This is what she is seeing and hearing right at this moment.
It's like we're looking out through her eyes.
I couldn't put it better myself.
So she can't do anything without you knowing about it.
The transmission is monitored and recorded 24/7.
So if any of our new members feel they have missed out, recordings of Vienna's previous missions are available.
So that's why we're here. To spend an evening staring out through the eyes of a cop?
A little vicarious excitement. What could be more entertaining? More thrilling?
It's far more than just looking out through her eyes. If you plug yourself into the immersive array, you will be able to experience all her sensations just as she feels them. Touch, smell, taste, pleasure, pain.
As I'm sure everyone who was here yesterday can attest, an arm crushing none of us will ever forget.
Can we hear what she's thinking?
Alas, no. Kelsey has yet to perfect a link to inner monologue.
It's possible, but would require more extensive surgery.
Indeed. It's a pity, though. I'd love to watch her dreams. But for now, her dreams and her thoughts remain her own.
But why her? Why not someone more important?
What could be more exciting than to experience the life of a hired killer? Facing death at every turn? Risking life and quite literally limb in daring acts of heroism?
Ugh, you make it sound like a blessed hollow game.
It's no game. And besides, Fortescue, do you really imagine this is my only experience, sweet?
You have others?
Of course. I have neurolinks to a few minor celebrities, but to be honest, they're not as exciting as you would think. Politicians, on the other hand, I find, tend to have rich and incredibly varied private lives.
Which you can record and use for blackmail.
In theory. It's never come to that. Yet. After all, then they would know they were being observed. Better to leave them in ignorance so they remain indiscreet. We also have links to a few research scientists and some of my business competitors.
What about your business partners? Have any of us been fitted with these relays? Are there rooms somewhere in this building showing what we are seeing? Would we even know if there were?
That's just it. You don't. And I don't advise looking.
Why?
If you were to enter your own experience suite, there's no knowing what might happen.
Anyway, this is supposed to be a party. Let's see what Vienna's up to, shall we?
Oh, shoot.
Bad news?
A couple of officers from Transport Division are caught up in an attempted robbery.
And they need our help?
They need someone to cover for them. Transporting a felon known as Forrest Hagman to psychoforensics for scanning.
Forrest Hagman? A serial killer?
Yeah, the one and the same. Family man, bioengineer, lost his job, disappeared without trace a year ago, then he turns up on a killing spree. He must have had some sort of a breakdown.
It's been happening a lot lately.
Which is not important.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Doesn't matter.
Why is he being scanned now?
Just occurred to me. Why is he being scanned now?
Hold on. Some new technique. His memories of the last year are scrambled. They think they may have found a way to restore them. So, are you feeling up to it?
Do it.
Oh, why not? This is my new career, after all.
Right. Pickup is at Middleton Top Security Penitentiary, midnight.
I'll drive. You ride shotgun.
Sir, isn't Forrest Hagman one of your...
Former employees, yes. You said you dealt with him, Kelsey.
I thought I had.
And if they can unscramble his memories, they might find out.
But they can't. It's impossible. I mean, in theory, yes, but they...
We can't be too careful. Besides, this is Kismet.
I don't follow, sir.
Our guests are expecting a show. Valentine, assign 2 expendables to intercept Vienna's hover van.
I know just the men.
Tell them to release Forrest Hagman. They can kill him if necessary, but obviously I'd prefer if Vienna took the initiative.
Of course, sir. And much more exciting if she's actively involved.
And on no account is she to be killed.
What about Lieutenant Reagan?
Let's not overcomplicate things. She's only a sidekick, after all.
That's
Forrest Hagman?
I wouldn't get too close. While in the penitentiary, he grabbed a guard through the bars, ripped their head off.
Thanks for the warning. I wonder what made him like this.
What do you mean?
This isn't a mental breakdown. This is full-blown psychosis. Let's go.
So, what did you do before you joined Crime Corp?
I freelanced.
What, as a private investigator?
Let's say a private bringer of justice.
Beats issuing parking tickets, I suppose. But now you're on a payroll, with a steady job, your own apartment, even your own pension plan.
I never thought I'd live one.
Hey, watch out! What's the maniac doing? Is he trying to get us killed?
Looks like it. Trying to shut us off.
Kelsey, what's happened?
The Neuralink's cut out. Vienna must have lost consciousness.
Is she dead?
No, sir. Life signs present and correct.
Can you wake her up?
I could try, sir, but wouldn't recommend it.
Do it, Kelsey. This is highly embarrassing.
Van Meyer, I hope you don't mind, but it's been a very long night. My wives and I have enjoyed your little show, but we should be going.
Wait, please. Kelsey will have Vienna back any moment.
Then send us the recording. As I said, we've had lots of fun, and look forward to doing this again.
Please, wait. All of you, give me 10 minutes.
Good night, Carlos.
Kelsey, wake her up.
I'm trying, sir. The impulse isn't getting through.
What do you mean?
There must be a fault with the connection.
Then fix it.
I can't, sir. The fault isn't with us. It's with her.
Jax. Jax, are you all right?
I think so. What happened?
Hey, stay with me! Hell. Those idiots are forcing the rear doors. Why, they're trying to release Forrest! I gotta get out of this thing before they... What are you doing?
Come on, Kelsey. You said you could get her back. It's been 5 minutes.
The impulse is having no effect, if it is even getting through. We might have to wait till she revives of her own accord.
Vienna, wake up.
Jax.
Vienna!
What happened?
We were hit by a freight
wagon. She's back, sir.
I can see that. Find out what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Sir, I advise you pay attention to the projection.
What?
Dead? Who's dead?
Can you move? Of course I can move. Then I'll show you.
Forrest must have attacked them both after they released him.
Pity there's not enough of any of them left for a posthumous memory scan.
Why would you bother?
Because if Forrest killed them, who killed Forrest? Look at his head wound. He was shot with a laser at close range.
Maybe one of them got a shot off as he was attacking them.
No, there was someone else here.
What?
Before I passed out, I saw him. They were about my height on a hover bike, wearing leathers and a helmet.
You didn't see his face?
No, he was on the other side of the freeway, watching us.
You think he killed Forrest? But why?
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty out there who want Forrest dead.
Yeah, but he was condemned to execution a week from now. Why kill somebody who's about to die?
To prevent him undergoing a memory scan?
Vienna, it's obvious one of the relatives of Forrest's victims must be responsible.
Mr. Van Meyer, I don't advise you...
Oh, what am I saying? It's obvious one of the relatives of Forrest's victims must be responsible.
No, you were right before. They wouldn't have any reason to kill him. But if there was something incriminating in his memories...
Oh, they'd want those memories to die with him.
I warned you, sir. There's no point in adjusting Vienna's mind after she has shared her suspicions with a third party.
Valentine, rewind the recording. I want to see this hoverbike rider Vienna saw before she lost consciousness.
Very good, sir.
He wasn't one of yours?
Of course he wasn't.
Sir, I'm afraid there's no such person on the recording.
What?
She must have seen him while the Neuralink was broken.
But I thought you told me she was unconscious through all that, wasn't she?
Jaxie, who gave the order for us to move Forrest Hagman?
What?
Think about it. That freight wagon didn't hit us by accident. Whoever was behind it knew our cargo and our route.
But the only people who knew about that were us two and...
And whoever gave the order. So, who was it?
It came through as a secured directive. Here. Detective Inspector Lemko.
Give it up, Fianna. Go home.
Dexie, it's been a long night. And this cybernetic arm is killing me. Are you okay to take over?
Take over?
Have a word with Lemko. Check that he really did send that order. I don't feel myself somehow.
You took a nap during the accident. Maybe you should have a full physio exam?
Maybe tomorrow. Right now, I just want to sleep.
Suddenly, Vienna is too suspicious.
I thought that was her appeal.
When I want your opinion, Kelsey, I will ask for it. And Miss Valentine will have me sectioned because I will have lost my mind.
I'm just saying. If you don't want her to realize she is being monitored, avoid giving her any more gentle nudges.
She must be given reason to believe Lemko is the source of the leak. Valentine?
Yes, sir?
Have him killed.
A pleasure, sir.
Yes?
Vienna, it's Jax. Haven't woken you, have I?
No, I was just about to take a shower. Any word on Lemko? Do you think he was the one that leaked?
It's hard to say. He's dead.
What?
Someone broke into his apartment half an hour ago, shot him through the head, leaving no forensic trace.
Sounds like a professional hit, just how I'd have done it.
What?
Nothing.
Whoever it was wanted to cover their tracks. You're right. Lemko must have been the one who leaked our position.
I suppose you're right.
See you tomorrow, Lieutenant. Enjoy your shower.
Yes, Vienna. And every drop of water that falls on your skin, I shall experience with you. What the... Kelsey! Kelsey!
Sir, you said you didn't want to be disturbed.
Isn't it obvious? The link has broken again.
Again? I don't understand it.
You must have unplugged something.
No, sir. The problem with the link is with Miss Salvatore.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir. Last time it happened, she'd suffered a head trauma. What was she doing this time?
What?
What was the last thing she was doing before the link went down?
She was just getting ready for bed. Why?
Because if she's asleep, I can enter her apartment and examine the implant, if you can get me in.
Of course.
Then I suggest you call me a hover car, so I can get to her apartment before she wakes up.
Ow! Ah! Oh! Hello? Is anybody there? Hello? Jaxie, this is Vienna. You have to answer. Jaxie! Jaxie!
What is it? It's 5 a.m.
Someone's broken into my apartment. And I'm shot.
What do you mean, shot?
I've been hit with a stun bolt. Can't move my legs. And whoever shot me, they're still here. In the bathroom.
I'm on my way. Are you armed?
No, my gun. It's gone. Oh, no.
What is it?
There's a body on the floor. A woman.
Do you recognize her?
No, there's not enough of her left to recognize.
Oh, no. Kelsey!
Sir, is everything all right? Dr. Kelsey?
She went to Vienna's apartment to check the implant.
And Vienna shot her?
No. Vienna's only just woken up. There's someone else in her apartment. Look!
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm sorry, no time to talk about it, Dad.
No, come back! Who are you?
Vienna, what is it?
The intruder just left. But it was the guy in the bike helmet. They must have followed me here and killed this woman, whoever she is.
Anything left for a posthumous scan?
No, they were pretty thorough.
Ah, pity. We might have found out why she was killed, and not you.
You're right. But why would an intruder break in to kill someone else and only stun me? Unless this woman broke in attempting to kill me...
And your masked friend killed her to save your life.
But if this person's my guardian angel, why not stick around?
A good point, my dear.
But, sir, Dr. Kelsey wasn't there to kill Miss Salvatore.
No. So our masked friend murdered her for some other reason.
But what other reason could there possibly be?
That's what concerns me. I can't abide mysteries, Valentine. And our helmeted friend is an unknown quantity.
Two trips to the hospital in 24 hours. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. The effects of the stun have worn off. Any news on the body?
We have a positive ID. Dr. Emmeline Kelsey, neuroscientist, background in research into mental visualization tech, memory scanners, cloud sharing, that sort of thing.
Any idea what she was doing in my apartment?
Not yet. Her recent employment records are covered by commercial confidentiality agreements.
Top secret research, you think?
Yeah, seems likely. Kelsey was one of the finest minds of her generation, but she was also an inveterate gambling addict.
Meaning she had debts.
And whoever paid them would own her. Body and soul.
And unless they come to claim their property, we have no way of knowing who they are.
One other thing. I had Lemko's communications checked, and there's no record of him sending the secured directive.
You mean the order to transport Forrest Hagman?
Didn't come from Lemko. Somebody must have hacked the system, but if that's the case, why have Lemko killed?
To give us a suspect. What could be more suspicious than being shot to ensure your silence?
But they would have to have known... Sorry, better take this. Reagan here. Brookstein Institute, got it. Do we have a description? Are there no other offices available? Yes, sir. Right, sir.
What was that?
A reported break-in at the Brookstein Institute.
Apparently the security team aren't responding and a perimeter alarm has been breached.
What the hell? Valentine, get me the chief guard at the Institute.
I took the liberty of opening contact with him. Here, sir.
Listen to me, Dubchev. What do you think you're playing at calling Crime Corp? What? To report a break-in? Then, who did? Dobchev denies reporting a break-in to Crime Corp. He says they haven't even detected a break-in.
You'd think they'd have their own private security rather than calling Crime Corp. We're preparing a response team.
No. No response team.
No. No response team.
What do you mean? It's standard procedure.
No. Just you and me. We can deal with this between us.
You? But you've just been stunned.
And I made a full recovery.
Yes, says the woman with a cybernetic
arm. Hey, whoever broke in is still in that building. We can be there in 10 minutes by hoverbike. Come on!
Thank you. I shall inform Mr. Van Meyer at once. Sir, I have just heard from Dobchev. He's checked, and there does indeed seem to have been an intrusion at the Institute.
What kind of intrusion?
A figure wearing a hoverbike helmet bypassed the alarms. They were last seen entering the Proteus lab.
We can't have another breakout, not after last time.
Then hopefully Miss Salvatore will prevent that, sir. She has just entered the Institute with Lieutenant Reagan.
How could anyone break in without setting off the alarms?
Oh, it's not that hard if you know what you're doing.
Whoever broke in, they're still here.
Sounds like Proteus Laboratory.
What is this? A morgue?
Not quite. The bodies on the slabs are still alive.
Vienna, look! There he is!
Our friend in the helmet. Stop him, Vienna!
I have to stop him.
We don't even know what he's doing here.
Sabotage, espionage, take your pick. Oh, he's seen us. Wait here.
What?
Wait here.
All right, time to give up. This is your final warning. Put the gun down.
What? Not again! She must have been knocked out. Or killed.
According to her life sign, she's conscious. And active.
Then what is she doing?
Vienna? Vienna? Oh no. The guards. So that's why they didn't raise the alarm.
Jaxie, there you are.
Vienna, what happened? Where have you been?
What do you mean? I only left you a few seconds ago.
More like 10 minutes ago.
She's back. She's back online.
I'm back online?
You don't remember what happened?
No, not a thing.
Maybe you were knocked out. Or blacked out.
I don't black out.
Anyway, I found out what happened to the guards.
They've been shot. Oh, within the last 10 minutes, the work of our friend in the hoverbike helmet?
Well, whoever he is, he's a good shot. Very clean.
Straight through the head. Maybe they were after me, and he stopped them? Why is he protecting me?
And what's he doing here?
Have you ever been here before?
No.
No.
This place is private security, no outside access. There was something here he wanted us to see.
The laboratory.
Come on.
One of the patients has woken up. Maybe that's what killed the guards?
No, no weapon.
Stun to stun force.
I don't think stun is good.
I can't believe it. It's reinforced carbon glass. It's gone.
I've never seen anything like it.
Forget what you have seen.
What did I see?
The creature. It smashed its way out of the window.
I don't remember.
Another blackout?
No, it was like a voice whispering in my ear.
Dr. Kelsey did advise to avoid too many gentle nudges.
This is a matter of security. That creature is a 2.0.
It's unlikely to come to any harm.
Unlike anyone who comes into contact with it. We'll have to use Vienna. Then once we're done, we can erase her memories and silence Lieutenant Reagan on a permanent basis.
But to break through these windows, you'd have to be...
superhuman.
Or able to withstand extreme pain.
So that's what they're doing here. They're turning innocent people into superhuman killing machines.
But to do that, they need a regular supply of experimental subjects.
Provided by body sharks. They kidnap people from the Undercity and sell them here.
The Mataris.
Would also explain how Wilkes managed to clone his hand. If his paymasters had access to state-of-the-art equipment...
His paymasters? Who owns this place?
That's the question. Everything in this city is owned by someone else. Everything and everyone.
And now that thing's out there.
Sir, Dobchev has arrived at the laboratory. He confirms that it is Subject 7 that has absconded.
I suppose we should be grateful it's not another shape-changer.
He asks what to do with the bodies of the guards, sir.
They are the property of the Brookstein Institute. Have them designated for organ donation.
Of course, sir.
According to its DNA trail, it came this way. 20 meters in closing.
Set lasers to lethal force.
You don't want to take it alive?
I don't think it's going to give us that option.
You may be right. 10 meters. In there. That warehouse.
Right, stay behind me.
I'm fully trained, Vienna. Before they stuck an inhibitor in my brain, I did my share of killing.
Not like I have, Jexy. Not like I have. There he is.
With the authority of Crime Corp, I hereby place you under arrest. You have the right to call a litigator.
I don't think it's listening.
Stay back! This is your final warning!
Fire!
It's not giving up!
No, keep firing!
What the hell was that?
Someone coming to our rescue. Look, up there, on that walkway!
Your guardian angel in the bike helmet.
Gun to stun force.
You knocked him out.
I don't like owing my life to others. Come on, let's go find out who he is.
There he is. Still unconscious.
But not dead, be careful.
Do you want to remove his helmet, or shall I?
Keep me covered.
Go on, my dear, go on.
Okay, here goes.
Why does it keep doing that whenever it gets interesting?
What is it? Are you going to remove his helmet or not? Vienna?
I am not Vienna.
What?
I am not Vienna. I have taken her form, her memories, and her personality ever since the Personality Hotel.
The Psychomorph? I don't understand.
It comes and goes. I remember who I am, become my true self, and then I become Vienna again and forget.
Like Jekyll and Hyde. Forrest Heckman and the two men who came to release him. You killed them!
No, not just them. The woman in the bedroom.
Kelsey.
And the guards in the Brookstein Institute.
You killed them all. Why?
Because that's what I am. How I was born and bred. A killer.
Keep back.
And now I'm going to kill you.
I'm warning you. Keep back. I'm armed.
That weapon will not function if fired upon a fellow officer.
You sure you want to risk it?
Oh, please do.
Even with this pathetic excuse for an artificial arm, I will take great pleasure in killing you.
Keep back! Vienna! Vienna, I know you're in there!
I told you, I'm not Vienna! She's not coming back!
Vienna!
Call her name out all you like! She's not gonna rescue you!
What did you do?
Don't worry, it's not dead. I need it kept alive.
Who are you?
Oh, come on, Jesse. Isn't it obvious?
Who else would it be?
Vienna!
The one and only.
How do I know you're really her?
You don't. You'll just have to take it on trust.
But what have you been doing? What's going on?
Let's make sure that my doppelganger doesn't wake up. Give it a sleeper shot. Then you can help me get it into my hover car, and I'll explain everything. After I downloaded all the personalities in the hotel database into the psychomorph, I passed out. And when I woke up, it was lying beside me, with my body.
It had taken your form to try to escape.
Not just my form. It had my memories and personality. As far as it was concerned, it was the real deal.
Because to get past the security checks, the memory scanners, it wouldn't be enough to just look like you.
So anyway, there was also a terrible buzzing in the back of my head. Turns out it was coming from the implant.
What implant?
A microchip. Normally, it would send out a signal preventing me from noticing it. But in the penthouse suite, it was inactive. The shielding must have come back as part of the reboot. So I took advantage of the opportunity. I removed the implant.
Without anesthetic?
Oh, it wasn't painful. These things are designed to be unobtrusive. But the moment I removed it, it was like I could think clearly for the first time. I realized this implant had been influencing my decisions. It had made me agree to join Crime Corp. So, it wasn't hard to guess who had put it there.
Carlos Van Meyer.
The man himself. But if the implant had been influencing my thought processes, what else was it doing?
It could be tracking you, giving away your position.
More than that. It could be transmitting what I was seeing and hearing to a third party.
But why?
So they could make sure I behaved myself, I suppose. I wouldn't be able to do anything without them knowing about it. My head had been hacked.
But while you were in the penthouse suite, it was shielded.
I could have just run. But then they'd have known I'd removed the implant and they would have come after me. What I needed was a diversion.
The psychomorph.
A fake Vienna that believed itself genuine. I stuck the implant in the psychomorph's brain.
You carry surgical tools around with you?
The chip's auto-install. It's all very plug-and-play. They'd be watching what she was doing, while I could walk away unseen.
So you left the hotel, leaving the fake Vienna behind?
The concierge owed me a favor, so I told it to tell her that the psychomorph had been killed. Obliterated without trace.
So everything after that, everything in the Undercity, that wasn't you?
That was all the psychomorph. Did a pretty good job, don't you think?
Well, I was convinced.
And while you were busy, that gave me a chance to find out why Carlos wanted Wilkes found and killed.
You followed us down there.
I did. I discovered that Wilkes had been selling bodies, via the Mataris, to a company called the Brookstein Institute.
For experimentation?
Yeah. The psychomorph was one of their experiments gone wrong. It developed psychopathic tendencies and escaped.
So what are they trying to do?
Create superhumans that will uphold the law to the letter.
Wait, Van Meyer, if he's behind the Brookstein Institute, he's trying to create super cops.
It would give Crime Corp one hell of a business advantage. Cops faster, stronger, and more able to withstand pain than the competition. They call them 2.0s.
2.0s?
As in human 2.0. They're the upgrade.
So that's why you broke in there. You were the one who reported it. You wanted us to see what they were doing.
And why I arranged for you to transport their former employee, Forrest Hagman. Lab technician turned lab rat.
They turned him into a psychopath?
Don't know whether it was deliberate or a side effect of scrambling his memories to protect their intellectual property.
You sent the secure directive?
Yes. Well, my ship's computer. I had to make sure that the implant was being used to listen in. The whole thing about a new means of mind unscrambling
was just to provoke whoever had employed Hagman into action.
They'd believe anything they heard via the implant. And if there was a chance he would reveal the truth, they'd have to put him out of the way.
But they didn't. It was the psychomorph that killed them.
And it would have killed you too if I hadn't knocked it out.
But wouldn't the people monitoring the psychomorph have seen it killing their men?
I wasn't sure. Maybe they had seen and heard everything. Or maybe not. So I followed the psychomorph Vienna back to her apartment and waited outside in the hallway until... Dr. Kelsey stepped out of the lift and walked over to my front door. Before she could ring the bell, I emerged from the shadows.
Not so fast.
Sorry, wrong apartment.
I don't think so. It's me you came to see, isn't it?
No, no, sorry to disturb you.
You want to know why I killed your men? The ones you sent to release Forrest Hagman.
You killed them?
You didn't know that. Isn't that why you're here? To see if it was due to the chip you've implanted in my brain?
You know about that?
Oh, yeah. Now, who are you and who are you working for?
My name is Dr. Kelsey. I work for Carlos Van... What on earth?
You!
Another Vienna? There's two of you?
No, that Vienna's a psychomorph. She's the one you've been bugging. And now she's started reverting to her true self.
Started regaining my senses, you mean?
The blackouts? That must be what's causing it. The implant is key to Vienna. If there was a change in neural patterns...
You put an implant in my brain?
It wasn't my idea. It was Van Meyer.
And he's been watching me, looking through my eyes?
No, not you. Only when you think you're the real Vienna.
Then he's not watching me now. Then I'd better send him a message.
What? Ah! No!
The Vienna psychomorph grabbed Kelsey and dragged her, kicking and screaming, into my apartment.
No, wait!
There was nothing I could do. It was like an animal.
And now for you, Vienna.
I don't think so. Gun to stun force.
Out cold, but not dead. I placed my doppelganger in the bed. It started to wake up, so I slipped into the bathroom.
Ow!
Ah! Oh!
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
I quickly pulled on my helmet and stepped out of the room. Who are you? What do you want?
I'm sorry, no time to talk about it, Dad.
No, come back! Who are you?
So when it woke up, it believed it was you again.
Yeah, the self-awareness must come and go.
Like when it killed the gods in the Institute.
Taking its revenge against Van Meyer, the man who turned it into a monster in the first place.
But eventually, the download will wear off and it'll revert permanently.
Yes, and when it does, Van Meyer's gonna realize he's hacked the wrong Vienna.
And that the real one is still out there.
Which is why we have to act fast. When Vienna here wakes up, she'll think she's the real McCoy. I need you to play along.
But it might revert at any second.
Yeah, I'd keep an eye out for that if I were you.
Where exactly do you want us to go?
Van Meyer's residential block.
What? We'll never get in there.
Oh, I think you will. He's gonna invite us in.
Sorry to wake you.
What is it, Valentine?
I thought you would like to know, sir. The Neuralink with Miss Salvatore has reactivated.
Where is she? What happened?
Hard to ascertain, sir. It seems Miss Salvatore and Lieutenant Reagan overpowered the mysterious figure in the hoverbike helmet, and they are now bringing him in for questioning.
But who is he?
As far as I can tell, they have been unable to identify him. He is in restraints in the back of their hovercar.
But you've seen him?
No, sir. He must have been apprehended during the blackout, and he is not currently in view.
Right. Valentine, with me.
As you can see, sir, they're almost at Crime Corp Central.
I don't want Crime Corp involved. Not until I know who he is. Vienna, take a look at your prisoner's face.
Hold on. Vienna, what are we stopping for?
I want to take a look at our prisoner's face.
But you've seen his face already.
I have?
Yeah, a few minutes ago when we put him in the back. Don't you remember?
No, I don't. What's wrong with me?
Sir, if you make Miss Salvatore suspicious that her mind is being influenced...
Then what do you suggest we do, Valentine?
Have them bring the man here.
Yes. Mute the projection.
Yes, sir.
And get me Vienna.
A direct communicator link, sir.
Miss Salvatore?
Carlos, this is an unexpected honor.
Spare the pleasantries. I need to see you on a matter of some urgency.
We have to do a drop-off at Crime Corp. We have a suspect in custody and...
No! You are to come here at once. Don't worry, I'll square things with your superiors.
What about my partner?
Lieutenant Bacon is also required. Make your way to my residential block without delay, Miss Salvatore.
Hey, what was that all about?
Van Meyer wants to see us ASAP.
What about Crime Corp?
He owns Crime Corp. He gets to call the shots.
They're entering the garage bay.
Send the elevator down for them.
Carlos, we can't leave our suspect in the hover car.
I can see that. Why is he still wearing his hover bike helmet?
He sustained a head injury. We couldn't risk removing it.
I see. Bring him with you. Don't worry, my apartment is completely secure. No one can enter or leave without my permission.
Very good. Coming up.
Valentine, go to the Vienna Experience Suite.
You want me to keep an eye on her, sir?
Everything she sees and hears. Anything untoward, I want to know about it.
Of course, sir.
And if she tries anything, any hint of treachery...
The remote failsafe. Induce a lethal brainstorm.
With Miss Salvatore, one can never be too careful.
Most wise, sir.
Which way now?
Not sure. Last time I was here, I don't remember.
Welcome, Miss Salvatore, Lieutenant Reagan. Please, I shall meet you in my roof garden. Ascend the stairs to your left.
What about our prisoner?
There is a secure room in front of you.
I'll deal with the prisoner. You go ahead, Vienna.
You sure?
You don't want to keep Mr. Van Meyer waiting.
I can see that, Valentine. Miss Salvatore, a delight to see you.
Carlos, you didn't invite me up here to enjoy the dawn.
Oh, of course not. No, I'm afraid it is a more unhappy matter.
Unhappy?
I've asked you here because I wish to terminate your contract. Your services are no longer required.
Have I done something wrong?
Not at all. You
have been most efficient.
But that's impossible.
So this is where it all happens. Like a mini movie theater.
But you can't come in here. If someone enters their own experience suite, it will result in a feedback loop.
But I'm not here, am I? I'm in the roof garden with Carlos.
I don't understand.
It's quite simple. There are two of me. A real me, and upstairs with Carlos, a psychopathic shape-changer that just thinks it's the real me.
What? I must...
Sorry about that, but I don't like people talking while I'm trying to watch a movie.
Ah, quite a place you got here, Mr. Van Meyer.
I'm pleased you think so.
Carlos has just told me I'm no longer needed by Crime Corp.
And the same applies to you, Miss Reagan.
But you can't fire us.
Okay, how does this thing work? Transmit cognitive impulse?
I can and I will. I own Crime Corp. I own you.
But why? What have we done wrong?
Vienna, listen to me. You are being mind controlled.
My mind? It's being controlled.
Vienna, what are you talking about?
I'm being monitored via an implant I was given the last time I came here.
Nonsense.
And you want to fire us because we've discovered your secret. Stealing bodies for experiments to create a new species. Human 2.0.
Where are you getting all this from?
The voice in my head.
What?
It's telling me all about you. It's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all true. Van Meyer's been funding the Brookstein Institute, turning innocent people into monsters.
What? You can't possibly know all this.
Monsters like me.
What are you saying?
What am I?
You're a shape changer, the psychomorph, the creation of Van Meyer's laboratories. Revert to your true self. Revert! Now!
Yes. I remember.
I remember what
Klaus is the one who did this to you.
What? No, it wasn't me. I thought you were Vienna. The real Vienna.
You've been listening to what I hear. Seeing what I see. Why? For entertainment.
No. To learn from you, to understand you, to get under your skin.
By making it crawl.
Listen to me. Valentine. Valentine.
Miss Valentine has ceased to function. I killed her. Or rather, the real Vienna did.
What?
She's in the experience suite. She says hello.
What's happening to her?
She's reverting into the creature you created. A psychotic killer.
No, I didn't do this. It wasn't me. I didn't do this. It wasn't me. Keep back. I order you, keep back. No, it's just you and me now, Van Meyer.
Let me take you in my arms.
No! No!
For you, Lieutenant Reagan. Where is she? Where has she gone? Where is she? Where is that little Miss Goody Two-Shoes? come out, wherever you are. I know you're here. You can hide, but I'll find you sooner or later.
There you are, Vienna.
You all right?
Yeah, fine. How many of these sweets does he have? I must have passed 20 on the way here.
Well, at least 20 then.
The psychomorph. It's right behind me.
I can see. It's in the corridor, outside.
But once it comes in here, we'll be trapped.
Yep, that's the general idea.
You know what?
Get behind me, Jax.
What, so he kills you first?
There you are! Oh, and the real Vienna! The genuine article!
Face to face.
One face too many.
You said it.
But I like being you, Vienna. I like being a killer. It suits me.
I'm sorry, but nobody steals my style. I'm a one-off.
When you're dead, I will.
What's happening? We're looking out through your eyes.
This is the room where Carlos watched me, controlled me.
Oh, it's feeding back.
Like staring into a hall of mirrors.
Stop it!
What's happening?
She's falling down the rabbit hole. An existential crisis. Lethal for a shape changer.
It didn't know who it was anymore.
So now it's no one. Dead and gone.
We defeated it. We did it!
Hold off on the celebrations. We're not done yet.
Too late. Van Meyer's dead. The psychomorph crushed him.
Yep, but his head's intact.
Yes, so?
Oh, there's a lot of valuable information locked up in that brain of his. It'll be a shame for it all to go to waste.
Okay, I've done it. All experience suites networked and cross-linked. How's Van Meyer?
The neural implant is scanning the contents of his memory, but it's decaying fast.
I'm going as fast as I can. Commencing posthumous memory scan. Uploading contents.
It's working. Every password, every contract, every blackmail, every affair, every fraud.
You realize if we do this, Crime Corp is finished.
Along with every other part of Van Meyer's empire.
It'll cause untold economic damage, widespread anarchy.
Hey, you don't need to talk me into it. It was my idea. Do it!
Copying and pasting contents of Van Meyer's mind into the minds of every person with a neural implant.
Now, every one of his victims knows every one of Van Meyer's innermost secrets. Poetic justice.
But they'll have his final memory of being killed by you, with your bare hands.
I wouldn't worry. It'll only serve to enhance my reputation. After all, it pays to advertise. Now, deactivate all implants and wipe all hard drives. This ends here.
Prepare for launch.
Preparing for launch. Good to have you back on board, Miss Salvatore.
Good to be back on board, computer.
And may I extend a figurative hand of welcome to our new crew member.
Thanks. Though I still don't know why I let Vienna talk me into this.
It's your choice. Either stay on Earth dealing with the fallout and the paperwork, or travel the stars with me.
Yeah, but it's not just traveling the stars, is it?
No, not quite.
I mean, after all, you're a assassin.
Hey, I told you, private bringer of justice.
I put two and two together. I'm a cop, after all. I was a cop.
And that'll make you very useful to have around. We ready to go, computer?
All set for takeoff, Miss Salvatore.
Then hold tight, Jexy. You're in for a hell of a ride.
Ladies, gentlemen, colleagues, friends, welcome one and all. Dinner will be served later, but first, it's time for the reason for tonight's gathering, the Vienna Salvatore Experience.
Sorry, Carlos, old chap, forgive my ignorance, but who is Vienna Salvatore?
We have some new members in our midst, so if the rest of you will forgive me, a quick up to speed. Vienna is, or was, an intergalactic assassin bounty hunter. She had this endearing notion that her identity was a secret. Well, not to those of us with unlimited financial resources. But, as I'm sure you all know, money is merely a means to an end. It allows us to buy what we desire. And I desired Vienna, my own deadly, beautiful toy to play with. Miss Valentine, if you could dim the lights.
Yes, Mr. Van Nuys.
Play memory recording.
Yes, sir.
I'm not for sale.
Of course not. But your services are very much a purchasable commodity.
What exactly do you want, Van Meyer?
I am the CEO of Crime Corp, the most competitive and cost-effective law enforcement agency in the nine systems.
The triumph of capitalism. Even justice is big business.
And a very lucrative one. Crime, as the saying goes, pays. We provide a valuable economic service.
You didn't summon me here to give me the PR talk. You could have sent me that in a vidi script, instead of a blank assignment crystal.
The reason you're here, Miss Salvatore, Vienna, is because I'm recruiting.
I'm not interested in being a cop.
Hear me out. Your skills are precisely what my agency needs. You are resourceful, intuitive, and according to your reputation, you will stop at nothing to get your man.
Flattery will get you nowhere.
I know better than to flatter you. You deal in facts, in harsh realities. We're very similar in that regard, you and me.
Oh, now you're flattering yourself.
I simply want to employ you, Miss Salvatore, as a consultant on certain sensitive cases. How do you fancy being on the right side of the law for a change?
I told you, I'm not interested in being a cop.
You will be when you hear what I'm willing to pay you. Valentine, another two iced sunbursts.
Right away, sir.
1 million poldaks.
Where do I sign?
This is your first assignment. A psychopathic shape changer. It's left a trail of corpses behind it. Crime Corp won the contract to track it down. And so I had my own tame assassin to do my bidding, without question.
Without question? She seemed pretty strong-willed to me.
That's what makes her so perfect. She knows her own mind. Or she thinks she does. Valentine, repeat memory from Right Side of the Law.
Yes, sir.
The right side of the law for a change.
I told you, I'm not interested in being a cop.
Pause. Now, you'll note here that Miss Salvatore is reluctant to enter my employ. She is a free spirit. But what she doesn't realize is that moments after she entered my residential block, she was restrained by a surgical team and fitted with a Neuralink.
A Neuralink? What's one of those when it's at home?
An invention of Dr. Kelsey here. Dr. Kelsey?
It is a microchip implant, virtually undetectable and easily fitted, which transmits sensory information from the subject's brain, and which enables cognitive impulses to be transmitted into the subject's mind.
Well, you mean you can tell her what to think?
Within reason. We can give her nudges in the right direction, suggestions, second thoughts. It's not a matter of coercion.
But you could force her to act against her will.
We could. But then she would become aware of the presence of the Neuralink. As it is, she remains blissfully ignorant.
You will be when you hear what I'm willing to pay you. Valentine, another two iced sunbursts.
Right away, sir.
1 million poldaks.
Where do I sign?
Pause. And there you have it. Vienna attributed her change of heart to the fee, but we all know otherwise.
I know of one or two other women who'd have a change of heart for 1 million poldaks.
Yes, but the beauty of the process is, she thinks it's her own decision. After Dr. Kelsey fitted her with the implant, we gave her a memory wipe to forget the surgery. As far as Vienna is concerned, she walked into the elevator of my residential block and emerged into my roof garden.
But she might still become suspicious. Someone like her? She won't trust anybody.
I don't want her to trust me. Her paranoid cynicism is one of her most endearing qualities. But as long as we are subtle, we have no fear of discovery. After all, we can keep a very, very close eye on her, Miss Valentine.